Joining us live over the phone right now this morning is Representative Andrew Byron from House District 22, joining us on a day off at the state legislature. Good morning, Representative Byron. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, Duke. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we do have a day off today. It's been nice to be back home in House District 22, and hopefully we make it back to Cheyenne with this weather we have.
That's the big question right now, isn't it? Well, let's jump right into what's happening in Cheyenne with the session. And I want to start with this bill that you have that's passed the House. It's now been introduced into a Senate committee, House Bill 171. Tell us what this is. Looks like it's progressing.
Yeah, Duke, thank you. That bill is it is progressing. It made it through the House. You know, it got amended multiple times, which is how government works. But it's sitting in the House Ag Committee, the Senate Ag Committee right now. And it's a good bill that basically allows or requires the state to give notice to adjacent landowners and current lessees and lessees and others in the area in the community when they do want to put a piece of state land out for bid. So it gives 30 days notice, so the communities have a little heads up that the state may be wanting to financially benefit from a piece of state land. So I don't know where it's going to get. You know, those bills have to be out of that committee by the end of this week, and it's been sitting there for about 2 weeks. But I have been in touch with the chairwoman of Senate Ag, so I'm hoping it gets heard and makes it out to the Senate floor.
Representative Andrew Byron on the air with the legislative update. Representative, of course, a lot of our listeners still interested in those property tax bills that have been discussed on both sides of the aisle. Give us some updates on some of those bills and where things stand currently.
Well, I appreciate the slow pitch softball pitch there. You know, there's been a couple of great ones that are still live. You know, I think there's 17 bills that got drafted relating to property taxes, and all but I think three of those are still alive. So we still have House Bill 99, which is a great bill that made it through the House and is currently sitting over in the Senate. That's a refund program, a targeted refund program. But probably the highlight of the week for me was getting to work with Senator Dockstetter on Senate Joint Resolution 0003, which is a property tax exemption for the elderly and the infirm. And that was that got through the Senate. I think it was a close vote and came to House Revenue, which is a committee I sit on. And we snuck it out of there 5-4 vote. So, you know, that's a great joint resolution. You know, a lot of people think that's a bill, but it's a joint resolution that would basically allow voters to decide. Ultimately, it would end up on the ballot and allow voters to decide some longtime property tax relief for the elderly and the firm. So that's a pretty exciting bill. I hope we can keep working it through the House side for the good senator and myself.
Representative Byron, anything else happening in Cheyenne with the session you'd like to point out today?
You know, we have 9 days left of actual session, so that's really exciting. And I think that the most important part right now is, you know, we got through the budget. Now, I am a freshman, so I don't know how the process normally works, but we got through the budget pretty quickly. I think usually the budget is what delays the long-term process, and we end up staying in Cheyenne and having to work through it into the last couple of days. But, you know, Wyoming put just about $1.4 billion into savings that came out of kind of the COVID situation, and a lot of that came out of the extra funds that were realized from oil and gas prices. So that's a pretty special thing to be able to come home here in 14 days or nine business days and know that we really put some money away for those boom and bust cycles that we're so used to.
That's Representative Andrew Byron, House District 22. Representative, thank you so much for your time, and good luck getting back to Cheyenne for tomorrow.
Dude, thanks so much. Yep, I really appreciate it. Have a great day.